Some Zorin OS download data suggests that Windows might be losing its stranglehold.
Zorin OS 18 is the new and upcoming release of the free and open source Linux operating system, designed to offer a familiar environment for users transitioning from Windows.
Zorin OS says nearly 1 million downloads after its latest release. Almost 800,000 came from Windows users.
Millions of Windows users are deleting Windows entirely and replacing it with a Linux operating system called Zorin OS. This is not a slow migration happening over years. This is a wave, and it picked up speed the moment Microsoft made one decision that turned loyal users into ex-users overnight.
A large population of Windows users migrated to Linux. Surprisingly, many in this population appear to have migrated to Zorin specifically.
To understand why this is such a massive story, you have to understand what Windows actually was to people. It was never loved. Nobody had a Windows poster on their wall. Nobody felt emotional about File Explorer. But Windows had something more powerful than love. It had trust. It worked on almost every piece of hardware ever made. It ran almost every piece of software ever written. It was predictable. You bought a PC, you turned it on, Windows was there, and it did what you needed it to do. That reliability built 30 years of dominance. Microsoft did not earn loyalty through passion. They earned dependency through consistency. And that is exactly what makes what happened next so catastrophic for them.
Microsoft keeps pushing back the end of support date because enough of y'all are stubborn. And when people are willing to forego the crucial security and stability upgrades just to avoid your current operating system, it says a lot about the failure that Microsoft has on their hands here. They have essentially coasted on decades of market dominance and whatever goodwill they had built with their users. However, the competition is finally creeping up.
Windows 11 arrived and rewrote the contract without asking anyone to sign it. Suddenly, perfectly functioning computers were declared incompatible. TPM 2.0 chips, specific CPU generations, minimum hardware requirements that had nothing to do with performance, and everything to do with Microsoft's roadmap. Machines that ran Windows 10 flawlessly for years were now officially labeled unsupported. Millions of working computers, still capable, still fast, still serving their owners well, were told they were finished. This was not a technical limitation. This was a policy decision disguised as a system requirement, and people noticed the difference.
The clock has run out for Windows 10. No more free updates, no more protection, and millions of PCs suddenly outdated and vulnerable.
Some older computers can't upgrade to Windows 11. This essentially leaves millions of Windows 10 users with a choice. Number one, keeping their outdated PC and risk cyber attacks like getting hacked or getting data stolen. Option two, getting a whole new PC.
Then came the October 2025 deadline. Windows 10 support ending. No more security patches, no more updates. Microsoft offered a paid extension program for businesses, but regular users faced a brutal choice. Buy new hardware to meet Windows 11 requirements. Pay for extended support. Upgrade to a system that felt increasingly foreign. Or stay on an unsupported OS and accept the security risk. For the first time in decades, Windows users were not being offered an upgrade. They were being issued an ultimatum. The psychology of that moment matters enormously. People accept change. What they reject is being forced. Microsoft turned an upgrade into a deadline, and that is a completely different emotional experience.
This is a bigger change in how Windows is supposed to work. Windows 11 did give users plenty of obvious reasons to get annoyed, but I don't think the anger stops there. What is bothering many users now is that Windows keeps asking for more trust than it used to.
Meanwhile, the day-to-day Windows experience had already been deteriorating for years in ways that felt small individually, but enormous collectively. Ads appearing inside the Start menu, ads inside File Explorer, background processes running constantly, consuming RAM and CPU that users never authorized, telemetry collecting behavioral data, forced Microsoft account requirements for basic setup, settings that users configured being quietly changed after updates.
Microsoft announced they were pulling Copilot out of Windows. The internet celebrated, we celebrated, I made videos about it, I was so happy, everyone was happy. And then Microsoft's response was to remove the word Copilot. Like, that's it. That's basically the whole story, except obviously it's not here with Microsoft because the audacity of this company runs deep and we need to talk about it.
Copilot being pushed into the interface whether users wanted AI assistance or not. The recall feature, which essentially planned to screenshot your entire activity history for AI processing, became a flashpoint that crystallized everything people were feeling. Each of these things alone might have been tolerated. Together, they formed a pattern. The pattern said that Windows was no longer your operating system. It was Microsoft's platform running on your hardware, monetizing your behavior, on their schedule, under their rules.
Release of the Zorin 18, a million downloads with over 70% of those coming from Windows. Is this a giant exodus of people leaving the Windows platform? That is an interesting question. This, and is Zorin a good choice for somebody switching to Linux from Windows if you are frustrated? And can we even trust all of the data we see?
The emotional shift this created is hard to overstate. There is a specific feeling people get when they realize their computer is no longer working for them, but is instead working for the company that sold it to them. That feeling converts passive frustration into active decision-making. People who had never once considered an alternative suddenly started searching. And what they found waiting for them was the Zorin OS.
First impression, polished. Everything feels intentional, rounded corners, translucency, clear sight. Icons and smooth animations. Small touches show care, overall text, a top-down notification shade, and a fast, simple screenshot tool if you come from Windows.
Zorin is built on Ubuntu, which means it inherits one of the most stable and well-supported Linux foundations in existence. But Zorin made a design decision that every other Linux distribution refused to make. Instead of building for Linux enthusiasts, they built for Windows refugees.
The main change in Zorin from Ubuntu is that they modified the desktop appearance to closely emulate the look of both a newer Windows and Mac.
The taskbar sits at the bottom of the screen. The start menu opens from the left. The file manager looks familiar. The settings panel uses language that makes sense to someone who has never touched Linux in their life. Applications come pre-installed. The installation process holds your hand through every step. Zorin did not try to convert Windows users to a Linux philosophy. They met Windows users exactly where those users were standing and built a bridge from that exact spot.
Zorin's claim to fame is that supposedly its Linux version looks the closest to Windows, and they can also change their look to look close to a Mac as well.
The critical genius of this approach becomes obvious when you look at why people chose Zorin over Ubuntu or Fedora, both of which are technically excellent systems with massive communities. Ubuntu and Fedora assume some level of curiosity about Linux. Zorin assumes terror. Zorin assumes that the person installing it has never seen a terminal window and does not want to. That assumption changes everything about how the software is designed.
Microsoft's generous Windows 10 security extension to 2026, critics say, is a pathetic band-aid for 400 million PCs doomed for the e-waste heap.
When someone drags a Windows.exe file onto a Zorin system, the OS does not fail silently or throw a confusing error. It detects the file type and actively suggests native Linux alternatives or compatible replacements from a database of hundreds of applications. That single feature eliminates what was historically the most demoralizing moment in the Linux switching experience, the moment where something does not work and you have no idea what to do next.
Zorin OS is known in the Linux world, and also from my own experiences, as one of the best starting points that a new user that is switching over from Windows or just generally starting out can have. It comes with a traditional taskbar, a start menu that has slightly been reworked with this new release, the typical settings in the bottom right, but since it's based on the GNOME desktop environment, which is also the default on many other distributions, you also get many of its features, like an overview that lists all of your open apps.
Zorin Lite deserves its own spotlight because it directly attacks one of Microsoft's most damaging decisions. When Windows 11 declared millions of computers obsolete, those machines did not actually stop working. They just stopped being supported by Microsoft. Zorin Lite, built on the ultra-lightweight XFCE desktop environment, runs beautifully on hardware that Windows 11 will not touch. Users who installed Zorin Lite on their unsupported machines reported boot times dropping dramatically. applications opening faster.
Sorinoise 18, with its improved design, better tiling support, the detection of Windows programs and offering suitable alternatives, as well as the upgrade to a newer release of GNOME, make it a really great choice for both users that are switching over from Windows, but also power users that just want to have a smooth and solid experience.
The entire system feeling more responsive than it ever did running Windows 10. The computer was never the problem. The operating system that was consuming its resources for background telemetry, update services, and cloud sync processes was the problem. Remove that, and the hardware breathes again.
If you come from Windows, Zorin feels familiar. Bottom taskbar, start-style menu with search and app panels, shortcuts, active apps, system tray, calendar, and quick toggles. Right-click the taskbar to open a resource monitor, Shaik, an easy task manager equivalent. The start menu mirrors older Windows layouts. Two panels for apps and folders categories and an all apps view. New users will recognize where things are immediately.
This is where the story gets genuinely remarkable from a technology perspective. Linux has always been theoretically more efficient than Windows, but efficiency means nothing to a regular user if the system feels alien. What Zorin proved is that you can have both. You can have a system that is lighter, faster, and more resource efficient than Windows while simultaneously being more intuitive for a non-technical user than any previous Linux distribution ever managed to be. That combination did not exist at scale before. It exists now. So, are you fed up with Windows? Ready to switch to Zorin? Make sure to like, share, and subscribe.
Zorin looks close enough to Windows that if you're looking for a start button and start menu, it will be where you expect it to be as a Windows user. However, frankly, though the positioning of the system interfaces is close to Windows, it is not some exact copy. It's still Linux. For example, in Windows 11, the app search is at the top of the start menu, while on Zorin, the back button and search are at the bottom. The menu of apps is a completely different format, so you will not confuse this for Windows.
The privacy angle accelerates everything. Windows collects substantial telemetry by default. Microsoft's business model increasingly depends on users being inside the Microsoft ecosystem, using Microsoft services, generating Microsoft data. That is not a conspiracy theory. It is a publicly acknowledged business strategy. Zorin's model is structurally different. No ads, no forced accounts, no background data collection feeding a corporate analytics pipeline. Updates happen when the user decides to run them. The operating system does not have its own agenda. For users who spent years watching Windows gradually accumulate more control over their own machines, the experience of using Zorin feels like someone opened a window in a room that had been slowly filling with smoke.
Linux first on a Dell computer. Of course, what Dell basically said is, hey, there are a lot of enterprise people that are like, yeah, we don't want all this cloud first focus, and we have some serious concerns with the privacy implications. So one of the latest super high-end Dell NPU computers is certified for Linux before Windows for the first time.
Download numbers following the Windows 10 end of support announcement told a story that Microsoft's leadership should find deeply uncomfortable. Zorin was not pulling Linux veterans away from other distributions. The surge was almost entirely composed of first-time Linux users, office workers, students, retirees, families with older computers, people who had no ideological interest in open-source software and no technical background in system administration. People who simply wanted their computer to work without being monetized. The Zorin forums and community spaces filled with posts from users describing themselves as complete beginners who had never imagined running Linux, installed Zorin on a Sunday afternoon, and by Monday were doing everything they had done on Windows without confusion.
Towards Linux in a lot of areas. And then this, of course, has been going around the various news cycles that the Zorin upgrade. Now, I think Zorin was in the perfect place for this. This isn't just out of the blue spontaneous. See, Zorin, right when Windows 10 was going out of service, a whole lot of people were getting frustrated with the Windows 11 push.
Word of mouth among non-technical communities is something the tech industry consistently underestimates. When a retired teacher tells her book club that her old laptop runs better than it ever did, and that she does not get ads anymore, and that it was easier to set up than she expected, that is a conversion event that no marketing budget can replicate. When a college student shows three roommates that their slow budget laptop is now fast and functional, those three roommates remember that moment. Zorin's growth has a viral quality that has nothing to do with the usual tech influencer ecosystem. It spreads through demonstrations. It spreads because seeing a real person use it casually destroys the most persistent myth about Linux, that it is only for technically advanced users.
If you're talking about what is the best way for a novice to Linux to switch to Linux, I actually think your best option is going to be something like a Zorin. I still deeply recommend Linux Mint, but I will say Zorin has a lot going for it.
Microsoft's response to all of this has been to double down on exactly the things driving people away. More AI features, deeper cloud integration, more Copilot, more subscription services, more ecosystem lock-in. The company is reading the situation as a product problem, a gap in features that can be closed with engineering. It is not a product problem. Users are not leaving because Windows lacks features. Users are leaving because Windows stopped feeling like their property and started feeling like a subscription they never agreed to.
For most people out there, Windows is less of a choice and more of inevitability, which makes it very telling that a lot of folks out there are still clutching Windows 10 close to their chest, refusing to upgrade for as long as possible. In fact, Microsoft keeps pushing back the end of support date because enough of y'all are stubborn. And when people are willing to forego the crucial security and stability upgrades just to avoid your current operating system, it says a lot about the failure that Microsoft has on their hands here.
Adding more features to a platform people feel trapped by does not solve the trap. It deepens it. And Microsoft's business model makes genuine course correction nearly impossible. The ads generate revenue. The telemetry feeds the AI and advertising systems. The cloud integration drives Azure subscriptions. Removing any of these things means removing money. Microsoft cannot fix the trust problem without dismantling the monetization architecture. And there is no version of that conversation that ends well for their quarterly earnings.
So it's a short-term thrill of familiarity with Windows, but in the end, it's Linux. But that's not a bad thing because Windows settings and control panel is significantly more complicated than Linux. There are fewer things.
The broader industry consequence of this shift is already visible. More software developers are now testing Linux compatibility as a priority rather than an afterthought. Hardware manufacturers are shipping more Linux-certified devices. Gaming on Linux, once the definitive weakness, has improved dramatically through projects like Proton and Steam Deck normalization. The mainstream Linux experience in 2025 and 2026 is categorically different from what it was 5 years ago. And Zorin sits at the center of that normalization story as the entry point for millions of users who then discover that the entire Linux ecosystem is more capable than they expected.
If you have been looking at Windows lately and thinking maybe this is finally the moment to move on, then Zorin OS 18.1 lands at exactly the right time. And what makes this release interesting is not that it tries to be flashy, it is that it tries to remove friction. That is a very different goal, and honestly, it is the one Linux needs if it wants to win over normal people.
Linux had been technically capable for years without triggering mass adoption. Windows lost millions of users because it made those users feel like guests on their own machines, and then handed them a deadline that forced the question every one of them had been avoiding. The answer for millions of people turned out to be easier than they ever imagined. When trust is gone, can a new feature ever bring it back? Drop your thoughts in the comments.